I read a magazine article the other day, and it said that there is this school run by the American government. I think it was somewhere in Virginia or something. And at this school, they teach policemen from countries friendly to the United States to put things under people's fingernails and apply electric shock to their genitals and other things like that. People who are suspected of conspiring against the government. People who are suspected of being anti-American. And when I was finished reading the article, I raised my eyes a little. And I said, beam me up. Beam me up now. Beam me up now. I went and had lunch the other day. This person who I've been seeing for some time. And this person said that it was about time to end the relationship. And when I asked why, this person who was sitting across the table from me in this restaurant said, there are just two things wrong with you. One is what you think, and the other is what you do. And I sort of didn't know what to say. So I said, beam me up. You can beam me up now. Beam me up now. I turned on the TV news the other night and it seemed like there were lots of wars going on, and then I fell asleep and had a dream, and in the dream there were penguins descending on stubborn angels washing their wings in drunken catastrophic waters, where fish perceived an extra-gravitational waterless wall, which we commonly call the sky. And there was a book in my lap, and it was written in a foreign language, a foreign script I didn't even recognize, and it was a Bible. And it was illustrated with pictures of Europe during World War II, and there were lots of war crimes, European war crimes, and when I woke up I said, beam me up. Beam me up now. I think I'm ready to beam up now. I went to a poetry reading the other week. And the first poet got up and read her first poem. And it went like this. Foam is your avalanche. Avalanche is our destiny. Destiny defines options. Options pile expectations against each other, until avalanche solves the tension. Foam is a byproduct. Foam is filth. Foam is detergent. Foam is wave spit, where contradictions seek balance. So I got up and left. And when I was outside, I said, beam me up. Beam me up now. I really think it's time to beam me up. Conversation behind me, and it went like this. Why am I standing naked in the snow? How many people does it take to cover up the double yellow line in the middle of the road with their lips? When did you first realize that the boot was on? What if they knew you were hiding the Virgin Mary's face under the throw rug? Who can remember the hole in the torn towel? I don't know. You said you would never do it again. When every lip is used up. So I turned around and looked at the two people that were having this conversation. And I said, beam me up. Beam me up now. I really want you to beam me up. Now. I went for a walk the other day down near the Bowery, and there was this guy sort of half kneeling on the street. And his heels were all black and hard and cracked, like cracked open old boots. And he looked up at me, and he said, money knocks people down, and the police protect it. And I really couldn't think of anything to say back to him. So I said, beam me up. Beam me up now. I think it's time to beam me up. You better beam me up. You better beam me up soon. I think I'm good and ready. Say there's a transporter problem. You aren't going to beam me up. You aren't?